Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday Show. Well, it is Monday. It is the April 24th. Tomorrow is my daughter's birthday. I talked to her a little bit. So, how was your weekend? How was Earth Day? Did you celebrate the Earth at all and give thanks and show appreciation for this beautiful planet that we live on? You know, I watched this really cool video. Well, Bill Maher, I guess what it was. And he was talking about it's the only one we got, right? We're not going to Mars, not in the near future. So let's make this one a great one. Let's make this a better planet. And so I discovered something new on Netflix that I really got into. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and his show. It's a half-hour show. It's, you know, one of those Netflix things where it's like there's 10 of them or 11 of them. I don't know how many there are for the season. But I watched the first one. Talks about climate change a lot, little scientific experiments and explaining it in so many words. So it was kind of fun. Interesting weekend. I'm in the world of contrast, of opposites, you know, opposites. I see I have a caller. Let me set up the show where we're going to talk about the contrast, the being a spiritual person. But like Sunday afternoon, I had the TV on and I was flipping through some of my favorite channels. And I came upon drag racing. Now, like, we're talking major NHRA drag racing where there was, like, funny cars and dragsters. And I'm watching this and I'm turning my, you know, my speakers up really loud because I could hear these cars. Because I used to go to drag racing when I was young. So it was kind of fun to get back into the noise. And too bad you can't smell it. The smell is, like, it's a guy stuff. You know, you got to get into guy stuff to like this at all. But it was fun watching the funny cars. Now, I can imagine this, and I'm thinking about this afterwards. Okay, you're in a vehicle, and you're going to go a quarter of a mile. I don't know how many meters that is, but a quarter mile is approximately 400 meters, roughly. Okay, so visualize how far that is, 400 meters. It's not very far, 400 yards, quarter mile, 440 yards to be exact. So, but you're doing it in this vehicle that has 1,000 horsepower. 1,000 horsepower. Can you imagine that? And you're going from zero the length of time is a little over 3 seconds. 3 seconds to go 400 meters, a quarter of a mile, okay? And the maximum speed you reach in this vehicle, when you hit that quarter mile thing and the parachute comes out and slows you down, is over 300 miles an hour. I mean, 300 miles. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, to me, that's like mind-boggling. The drivers, and there's women, a lot of women drivers, which is, I was really totally impressed. Not that women couldn't do this, but just to do this. So that's why, like, you know, the dragsters are amazing. The funny cars are incredible. And I guess I'm, because I'm a little bit of a nerd, a little bit of a science guy, it's all about the mechanics that go into this and the ability to create this horsepower. Now, they don't use gasoline. They use some other kind of fuel. Nitro, or whatever it is. I don't know. I forgot. It was a long time ago. But so I had fun. So that's the contrast, you know, the spiritual thing versus, yeah, this guy stuff. And it was fun. So now, what's my contrast today? I know I got a caller. I'll be with you. Just relax. You know, okay, I'll be there because I'm going to talk about the contrast in what I do. I've been a channel most of my life that I know about. A channel. Channeling spirit teachers all my life, pretty much. But then I got into hypnotherapy, and then I got into the law of attraction. And there's this kind of divide there between, okay, this is what spirit has to say to your spirit guides, my spirit guides, source, God, whatever it is, has to say to you about the subject. Or here's the prediction for the future. But predictions are nothing more than what you've already wanted for the most part. Because you are creating your own reality. Now, that's the law of attraction sort of stuff. So when a psychic tells you that this is going to happen, you're creating it, believe it or not. So what's the contrast? The contrast, the conflict for me is I want to help you get there. It's not so much about when something's going to happen or what's going to happen, but how do you get there? How do you make it happen? Because not every prediction happens and you go, well, that didn't happen. Oh, you guys are bad psychics. Wow. Nothing ever happens that you tell me. Well, it's because you don't believe it. Boom, done. Ooh, ah. You don't accept the prediction. You go, yeah, sure, right. So, you know, 300 people have told me that. You ever get these people that, of all these people, all these psychics, and they always tell me something different. Well, that's an interesting sort of thing. So today is going to be a contrast day. It's going to be energy from all over the place because that's where I want to take the show anyway. I want to make the show kind of interesting, fun, different, not on one particular thing, you know, what particular subject. So I have an article. Now, this is for men, but women might appreciate this a lot. It's from WebMD. It's for men only. But yeah, women, yeah, you can listen because you can kind of judge the kind of man you want from this. This is 15 ways to stay on top of your game. This is kind of advice for men. But as I'm reading through this, I'm going, yeah, women really should appreciate these kind of men in their lives. This is on top drawer, excellent men for a lot of different reasons. So we'll go through the article, right? Then I have an article on one of my favorite subjects, which is coffee. Ooh, coffee. It's from the Today Show, Surprising Health Benefits of Coffee. Now, if you're a tea drinker like my brother, yeah, you probably pass on this one, but we'll get back to it. And then, see, I have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. So 10 signs you're in a healthy relationship. That's kind of a cool idea, right? This stuff just pops up. And I went on self-esteem. May not get to that one. I might want to do the one about 21 ways or some of the ways to quiet your mind. That's just good. And what was the other one about? Oh, stop obsessing. And I may hold some of these till Wednesday because I won't be here tomorrow. So I'll take some calls. We'll get into the articles. I'm going to do the one on men first. But women will appreciate this because then you go, well, I want a guy like that. I want a guy like that, right? I want a guy like that. But there's a few of us out there like that. You know, there's a few of us. I looked at, never mind, I won't brag about it. I won't toot my own horn on that one. Let me take a call and we'll see if we can get into how, not so much when or what. Hello.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
You going to have a good week?
Yes.
Why?
Just because I want to, so hopefully
that's a good reason. So have you set your intentions of what you want to do this week?
I'm just going to kick back and watch TV. I don't have anything to do too much, so I'm just going to
all week?
Do that.
Well, watch something instructive. Watch something that motivates you, too.
Oh, okay, of course, yes.
Yeah, of course, sure, no. And then she turns the soapbox back on. She watched reality TV for all week, right? She watches
yeah.
the Kardashians all week. Yeah, I know. I know, sure, you're going to watch something instructive. So what's on your mind?
Well, today, I normally ask you a question, but I didn't have a question, so I just wanted to see what Spirit had to say.
Okay, you know what I hear right away? Get motivated, dear. Get motivated. Find something you're passionate about doing it and do it this week. Not just TV. Find something. Okay? Watch.
Okay.
Here's an idea. Do you have cable or you just watch the over-the-air channels?
Yeah.
Well, find a show with do-it-yourself ideas and get inspired to start a project this week that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Okay.
Look up some ideas that do-it-yourself stuff, like whatever you could do, little things, right? And get a project going. They don't cost very much money. You know, it's very simple stuff, even stuff that you might even have in your house or your apartment or wherever you live. And just get into a project this week. yeah, look up some ideas, because sometimes, well, what should I do? I have no idea what I can do. So you have to get, sometimes we need to get motivated to look for something to do. So find either a show that do it yourself or on the internet or something that you go, oh yeah, I can do that. That would be fun to do. And then you create something and you'll feel better about yourself. Is that a good idea? You
okay.
Like that idea at all? Do you?
Yes, I do. That's a good
okay,
idea.
And then do it. And then you're going to feel better about yourself and you get motivated.
Okay.
So what do you want to do with your life?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, then maybe you need to start a project like that and you'll get motivated or stimulate the brain cells to come up with some things to do in a longer term also.
Yeah.
You never know when you start doing like one of those do-it-yourself projects, you find something you can do that other people would like and you start creating stuff or having a talent for something that you can help other people with and you can actually even make money from it. What a concept, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be fun, huh? Make some money doing something you like. That's what life should be about anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what's, I'm not trying to say this is me, George, trying to tell you to do that. You ask for Spirit's help, and that's what they tell me to tell you to do, is to go out and find some project this week that you'll have fun doing. Doesn't cost you a lot of money, but you might even have all the stuff in your house already, and you can do it and get into it, and then maybe even help other people with something very similar to it. You could teach a class on it.
Do you see any loved ones around me?
Dead ones or alive ones?
Dead ones. Pass away ones.
Pass away. Oh, dead people. Oh, I like dead people. They're fun. Let's see if there's any dead people out there for you.
Okay.
I joke that they're not really dead. They're just in a different form. You know, I joke about dead people. Male energy, mother side of the family, an uncle with somebody. So maybe it's an uncle to your great grandmother or uncle grandmother or something like that. It's an uncle kind of energy. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a grandfather. It's definitely an uncle. That makes sense at all. So what is he saying to you? He's trying to get you to focus on finding the maximum amount of what you can do in the moment, or using your time to the maximum. Using your time, it's funny. He's even saying, even when you're relaxing, do it to the maximum. Do you know what I mean by that? Don't get all stressed out when you're trying to relax. Just kind of let it all go, right? So he's saying, whatever you're doing in the moment, do it to the maximum.
Okay.
Take every moment you're living. So if you're watching a show, watching TV, make sure you find ones that make you laugh, okay, or cry.
Okay.
Because you got to use that. You got to get your emotions stimulated. That's what he's trying to tell you. Get your emotions, get yourself kind of maxed up in every moment. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I get. That's what he's trying to tell you to do. Really take advantage of your time to the maximum, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
He's going, I don't know about that. I don't do that. I just want to cruise. But that's okay. Use your cruising to the maximum. Okay? Have a good one. Have a good one. Find some project this week and tell me about it. Okay? Take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
But, not that I wanted to cut her off that quickly, but I had to cough. Something in my throat. Oh, it's there. Ooh, it's yucky too. You ever had something in your throat and it's kind of yucky? You have those yucky throat things? Ooh. They're not much fun. So what are we doing? Anybody else want to talk to Spirit? You know, dead people, get some advice from your spirit teachers and masters and source or God or whatever you want to call it. But remember, I get into the how part a lot too. It's not so much what's going to happen. How do you make it happen? What do you have to do to get there? Something's just happened. But sometimes you have to do stuff to avoid it too. There's certain things in life you want to avoid, right? Like meeting the wrong person. Ooh, right. Ooh. No, that's not good. Meeting the wrong person is not good. about losing your job. That's not a good thing. You don't want to lose your jobs, right? So how do you avoid it? Oh, you're not going to be there much longer. You're losing your job next week. And you're going, no, I don't want to hear that. So how do you avoid it? So that's the how part. Whatever it may be, how do you avoid some of those things? So we're going to talk about that. That's a word whisper. When I was in college studying radio, we weren't supposed to use word whispers. We got dinged for using word whispers like the you know what I mean. Okay, you know, okay, you know. That'll drive everybody nuts after a while, right? So let's do an article. I want you to call in. Anybody want to talk to a dead person today? An ancestor? Anybody interested? No. My chat room people are very quiet today. There's nobody wants to talk to anybody. They're just listening. Well, it's Monday. Got to cruise into the week, right? Okay. Oops, I did it. Okay. Let me get it. I thought this article was interesting. And it's from WebMD. And it's 15 ways to stay on top of your game. This is for men. But I thought, you know, women could appreciate this because, you know, you could chastise your husband for this or your boyfriend. Go, well, you know, you're not paying attention. Now, I posted this on Facebook, if you're with me on Facebook. So if you want to see it for yourself, smile to impress. That's the number one advice to men. Now, you could tell your boyfriend, your husband this. People start to get a sense of you within the first 3 seconds of meeting. Now, this applies to women, too. It's just not men on this one. Absolutely not men, just men. Start right by smiling. Besides making a good impression, it may also improve your mood, slash stress, boost your immune system, and briefly lower your blood pressure, too. Now, that's a good advice for men or women. Just smile. I know women go, oh, I can't smile because he might get the wrong impression. Smile anyway, right? You know, don't let them intimidate you not to smile. That's the worst thing. See, a lot of these can apply to women too. So it's not just men, but this is geared towards men. Pursue goals with passion. I like that. Pursue goals with passion. People who achieve a lot tend to have a strong zeal for what they do. One way to find your passions is to think about what you loved as a child. Now, I've used that one before. That's a great idea. What did you love doing as a child? Anybody in the chat room? Come on. What did you love doing as a child? And are you just still doing it? I kind of wanted to be an actor as a child. That was one of the things. I also wanted to play baseball, but I was never quite big enough to play baseball. Well, maybe not as athletic as I could have been either, but that's all right. Yeah, a couple of things there. You got to have both, right? No, I liked acting. I liked to play acting. That was kind of fun. Now, I like telling stories. So that's maybe passionate about telling stories. That's what I do now. I love to tell stories. So what excites you? Makes time stand still. Think about that. What can you do that time just flies by and you go, oh, my God, I've been doing this for 2 hours now. Oh, I missed it. Forgot to eat. I forgot to go to the bath. Well, bathrooms are probably a little different, right? The privy. The water closet, whatever part of the world you're at, everybody has different terms for that, right? That's a clue that you're on to something. That's men and women, right? That's just not men. But what about your boyfriend or your husband? Are they that way? Do they get lost in their time? Are they in the garage doing something and you have to call them for dinner? When you're a kid, that your parents have to call you 4 or 5 times to come to dinner because you were in something, you were so engrossed in something that you didn't even want to eat. You had to gobble down your food so fast to get outside again to do something that you love to do. What was that thing? Come on, guys. Come on, play with me here a little bit. What was that thing that you did that you hardly wanted to eat that you loved to do so much? Okay. Let me check back, see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, not yet, but remember, we're going to do psychic stuff, but there's also the how part. Remember, there's always going to be that how part, that little contrast, that little, yes, this is what's going to happen, this is how you get there. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. It's not just, oh, well, this is going to happen in your future. Yes, you'll meet a boyfriend, but this is what you need to do to make sure this happens. Or get a job. Or become a famous whatever, you know, actor, comedian, oral surgeon, whatever it is. Who cares, right? Do it. So follow your passion and encourage your partner to do that if you're a woman. Or if you're looking for a man, is he just passionate about some things? Focus on the bright side, on the funny side of the street, happy side of the street. Is it Monty Python? What was that? What was the movie with Monty Python? On the happy side of the street, on the sunny side, walking on the sunny side of the street, right? Okay. So are you on the sunny side of the street all the time? A good attitude can keep your body humming. I like that. A good attitude. It may even show slow signs of aging and help you bounce back from illness. Notice what's working in your life and make a plan to change what could be better. So it's appreciation, right? You want to appreciate what's good and move forward. So you'd have to tell yourself constantly, I really appreciate this activity that I'm doing. This is really working. I really appreciate this. Do your appreciations. Do your gratitudes. I am so grateful that I have this or that. This happened, that happened. This person's in my life. I really appreciate this person in my life. I really appreciate these activities. Just go there. Get wrapped up in appreciation. I've been doing it lately, and I could tell you the whole story, but I won't bore you with the story right now because we got more to talk about. I keep checking back because I want to see if you guys have something to say. Nope, not so far. Remember, we can get some psychic stuff going on here. Been doing that for a long time, but remember, there's going to be the how part. Okay, get a move on. You'll gain mental sharpness. Sleep great, have a better mental health, aim for 30 minutes a day. Now they're talking about exercise. So have you missed that point? Now exercise, aim for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week to help you control your weight, get stronger, and help your body from head to toe. Now the picture is somebody lifting hand weights or lifting weights. Now you can do resistance work. You can do yoga. You can do running. You can do walking. You can do bicycling. You can do basketball. You can do swimming. It all counts. It's all good for the body. Just pick one that you love to do and do it about 30 minutes a day. Now you can break it up too, right? Sometimes you have to. Some people say mornings are better than evenings. I do it in the evening, kind of relaxes me and calms me down for the evening, but it's your choice, especially if you, never mind. Mind your table manners. This is an interesting point of dressing to men. Mind your table manners. Put your best fork forward at mealtime. I like that. Bet your best fork. F-O-R-K. Forward at mealtime. Good table manners show that you're a class act and you think your friends are too. Now, this is good if you're going out on a date. Think about this. You're meeting somebody for the first time, some guy, and you're going to dinner, or maybe it's your second date. What are his table manners all about, right? Top table manners to cultivate include maintaining good posture, sitting up straight, right? Not slumping over your food, practically your nose in the food, like me. You don't want to do that. Nah. Chewing with your mouth closed. I just saw a movie recently where it was kind of, that was amplified a big time where he didn't. It was kind of gross. Adam Sandler, it was a Netflix thing. What was it called? Sandy Wexler. It was on Netflix, and this character always ate with his mouth open, and people were just disgusted. So, Do you close your mouth, chewing with your mouth closed, using your napkin, excusing yourself from the table when you get up. Oh, excuse me, I have to go to the restroom. Oh, excuse me, I'm leaving now. Here's the check, you pay for it. Excuse me. Okay, next one, moving right along. I keep checking back to make sure, see if anybody wants. Oh, I do have a caller. Let me do one more thing for men or women or whoever it is. That's good advice for everybody, and I'll take your call. And we'll get into the what, where, and why, and how keep it clean. Now, I think this is more appropriate for men than women. I don't think as many women have this issue. Scrub up. Wash your hands for 20 seconds before you eat or drink. Ditto after you use the restroom. It's one of the simplest, least costly ways to avoid colds and flu all year long. No soap and water handy? Use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Yeah, I make a habit of washing my hands. I don't like stuff on my hands. I was a horrible mechanic because I hated grease on my hands. You know, it's like, ooh, my hands are greasy, and I'm out of here. I'm out of here. So I did car work when I was in my late teens, early 20s on my own. I had Volkswagen. I tore it apart, took the engine out, put the engine back in, tore the engine down, did all kinds of stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Tried to make a little race Volkswagen out of it. That was kind of fun. But doing that stuff and getting grease on my hands, it was like, oh, yuck. So I couldn't do that. Cold garages with greasy hands. I'm fanatical about washing my hands. Okay, let's see if we got a caller still. You're still there. You haven't scared you away with my greasy hand stories, my semi-mechanical things about hands. Okay, let me take a call. Let's see what's going on. And we'll get back to these tips. Now, it's a cool thing because for women, it's like when you look at a man, do they do these things? You know, they wash their hands constantly. Do they do this? Do they that? What is their cleanliness, right? We'll get into some more of that. Hello?
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 Hi, George.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm well, and yourself?
Hi. I'm having too
good.
Much fun. Yeah.
Oh, fun is always good. You can never have too much fun.
Tips for men about... Yeah. You would hope so. You would hope so. You ever know people that kind of go, well, fun, you're not supposed to have fun. You're supposed to be serious all the time, right? Nah, stop
yes,
it.
Yes, at work.
Leave me, you know, even at work, if you're not having fun at work, then you shouldn't be doing it. That's my philosophy.
Yes.
if you can't enjoy your job, then why are you doing this silly job anyway?
Exactly, yes. I like to have fun at work.
Because you're not passionate about it. You're not really into it.
True.
That's very true. Obviously, there's some serious moments. If you're doing brain surgery, mm-hmm. you can't be giggling too much. It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But you ever watch? I know I'm not on your topic, but if you ever watch,
That's okay.
Where they do real surgeries and they're playing music in the background and the surgeons
I
are
happy. I used to.
Yeah, it's kind of the music they pick is just kind of like, really? Seriously? You know? Seriously. It's not all classical. I mean, there's some classical music, but there's, you know, they even got country music going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. As you're watching, you know, heart surgery, brain surgery, I mean, I'm like, okay. My husband used to seek a sit and watch that, and it wouldn't faze him at all. At
What's
all
that?
With me and my watching, you know, where they would show, you know, doing brain surgery or heart surgery or, you know, kidneys, all that type.
That's just way too much blood for me. I mean, excuse me, I don't want to see
just,
that blood. No, forget
yeah.
about it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, as we're on the topic of, see, I wanted to talk about work, but I'm at the point where it's like, it's not that I don't care, but it's not an issue. It's weird.
Wait a minute. Time out. I got to stop you there because I don't understand.
Okay.
What's not an issue or I don't care? You don't care about working or getting another job? Or
no,
you've taken the energy out of
it? No, it's not that I don't care about working. It's more that there were some issues that were going on at work.
Okay.
And it's like I've come to an understanding that – I did the best that I could do,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing more, there's nothing else I can do,
right?
And I've released it. It's weird, because it's like,
right.
I really,
you let
I'm
it
good
go.
With this. Yeah,
right.
It's like whether or not if they like me or don't like me, or they have this judgment of me, and I'm going to always be like this, and it's like I don't really care.
Well, you know, I give you a little expression I'm hearing, and it's kind of like little slightly on the gross part, but it's okay. It's like, mm-hmm. send them love and then do your WTFs.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you, but WTF, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, yeah, I love you, but, yeah. I'm going to send
yeah,
you love,
it's like,
but, you know, but the yeah. hand says, get out of my face.
Yeah, it's like, I, it's
but
like.
Good for you. Good
yeah,
for you. Excellent.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing? Can I give you an answer what you're doing?
Please, please.
You're appreciating yourself. You're not getting caught up in other people. It's about you, not them.
Yes.
It's about you.
Yeah.
You're just taking care of yourself, regardless of what other people think.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like your opinion of me truly, truly is none of my business.
Yeah, it's your opinion. It's your opinion.
Yes.
You know,
and
there's
it's like,
a lot
I know
of...
who I am. It's like, I know who I am.
Okay. I'm going to stop you there for a moment because I heard something
okay.
for you. And he said, whoever he is, and I think he is a father side of the family, like a grandfather. That's who
mm-hmm.
he is. Okay? What's he
mm-hmm.
saying to
mm-hmm.
you? He's handing you a flower saying, atta girl. Okay?
Oh.
He's handing you a flower and saying, atta girl, keep it up.
Mm.
You're purifying your soul by taking care of you. Okay?
Mm. Yes.
Okay?
Wow.
Got it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like grandfather. Yeah, he just kind of admires you for being who you are and not letting other people dictate who you are.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
You're doing well.
Yes.
Hang in there.
I am.
I'm going to send I'm sending you love and light and peace.
Thank you, George. Thank you so much. Love you very much.
Oh,
thank you.
You too. You too.
All right.
Be well.
All right. Many blessings. I will. You
thank
as
you.
Well. All
bye
right.
Now.
Bye-bye.
See, we're all spending love out today. It's a love day. It's a love fest. Yay, love fest. Ooh, somebody buzzed me. Who buzzed me? Oh, I don't know who that is. Okay. That's okay. We're back to the article. Let's get back to our article on men. Now, you know, if you're deciding to date somebody, this is a biggie. This is like the top of the top drawer stuff, right? You're going to date somebody, or if your husband or a boyfriend or whoever, even your father. Okay, and if you're a male listening to me, this is really important. Smell good. Okay, just a simple word, smell good, a nice, clean smell. Now, I like the word clean smell here. That's the nice emphasis, clean smell. Can make you feel good, and that confidence boost can make you look better to others. Wear clean clothes. You know, oh, man, I have nothing to wear. Oh, what's in the dirty clothes hamper? Oh, I can put that on. It's good for the other 3 days, right? No, stop. Shower daily and always after a workout. Find cologne, shampoo, soap, and deodorant with scents that you like and that aren't too offensive. You know, okay, let me, I'll go back to that point in a moment. For fresh breath, brush, floss, rinse, and follow your dentist's advice. See, here's the point I was going to make. This is the last point, really, really important, because I remember this gentleman from way back when. Where people forget about this one. If you wear a scent, like a cologne, right? Only use a little. And if people 3 blocks away can smell you, you've got way too much on. I think you agree with me on that one. I know. Maybe you're the kind of person that just, I meet men all the time that, like 50 feet away, you smell them. Their cologne, that's a little overpowering. You ever go on a date? Women, come on, tell me. If you're going on a date with a guy that you could hardly get close to him because this cologne was just overpowering, way too strong. You're going, wait a minute. Now, women, it's the same thing. A subtle smell is nice. When a man gets up close, he can smell your perfume, not from 50 feet away. Or I had a lady who lived a couple doors down from me. Every time she would leave in the morning, go in the elevator, you knew she was in the elevator. I think that's a little strong, personally. No, Okay, what am I to judge, right? So I'll just give you what the article said about just a little. You know, you want to be able to, when you meet a woman and you give her a kiss on the cheek or get up close, that you, ooh, that smells so good. That from 20 feet away. My opinion. That's my opinion. You may disagree with me, but that's cool. Dress the part. Looking sharp so shows that you're prepared. Now, this could be a job interview. It could be a date. You know, women really appreciate men who dress nicely. Not necessarily over the top. Not so far that they don't fit in into the environment. I mean, in Southern California, we have kind of a casual business dress code. Everybody doesn't wear a coat and a tie to work. Not everybody. But to dress for success, start with basic colors, black, gray, or navy. Now, we're talking suits here, but you can wear slacks. A lot of, where it's warmer weather like Southern California, you know, the beige is okay. The slacks are okay. One of the biggest offensive things that women find in men are cargo pants and cargo shorts. What do you think about that? And the same color socks. I can't imagine not wearing the same color socks, but whatever. A matching tie, dark polished shoes. Your hair and nails should be neat and clean. Keep jewelry and other accents low key. I was going to make a joke on that one, but I'll leave it alone. Yeah, it's just kind of polite wear. You know, to me, I've kind of like a little bit of a fashion thing in high school and college, and I was always into dressing really nice. Look at me now, right? No, I always try to match everything I wear because it's kind of a habit that I got from my youth and how to wear and what to wear and what to put together and all that stuff, right? A little bit of a fashionista, right? But the shoes really need to match the coat and slacks. You don't wear brown shoes with a blue suit. I'm sorry, it should be black or maybe a dark color, you know, but brown shoes with a dark suit. If you're going to wear brown shoes, then you have a lighter color outfit on too, right? Something that matches. There has to be the tones. The belt should match the shoes. And I'm giving you fashion guides here to men and women, but men. You know, women, if you see a man who's you might have to get geranimals for him, if you know what that means. You know, like, ooh, we're going to dress you this morning because we're just going to dress you this morning because you just don't have it together. Okay, what am I doing? Oh, I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, we're going to do this all week. So if you kind of store up your questions for Spirit, we'll do more of those like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not be here tomorrow, but we'll do that. We're going to stay on this theme of, you know, letting Spirit give you advice, but also kind of guiding you in how to get what you want. It's a combination of two. It's the thing about what's going to happen and also, what am I going to say? Oh, how to get there. Okay. Now, this is... Okay, the next one is be kind and polite. It's basic. Being nice to those around you shows you value them as people. Practice being polite. Think about other people and what you can do for them. They will notice you and you will impress. Treating people well has been shown to make you feel better about yourself too. Just being helpful, being polite to people. You know, it's kind of like a gentlemanly thing, especially when you open the doors for a lady. Do you assist her? You assist somebody crossing the street or you help them carry something? Do those little things to be it isn't about you. The world isn't just about you. You know, you don't need to be the first one through the door. It's a habit. It's a habit, right? Okay, what's next? Be prompt. Ooh, biggie. Biggie in my field of life. This is a biggie. And this goes true for women too, really. Come on, guys. Come on, ladies. Really, this fashionably real late is not a good thing, right? being on time shows people you're in control, that you respect them and their time. So if you ever go on a date with a man and he shows up and he calls you, well, no, I'm sorry, I'm running late. And they use the excuse, oh, traffic's really bad, or I couldn't get a cab, or my Uber driver was behind, right? Use date books and set pings to remind you of meetings and tasks. Prepare for big events and meetings the night before. Try to figure out how much time a task will take. Plan for bumps that might throw you off. It's a planning thing, you know, like rush hour traffic, they're saying here. Give yourself more time than you'll think you need. I mean, I've gone on dates and I show up early. I'm just sitting in my car. I can't believe I got here this early. Oh, my. Oh, well, you know, the picture they have is the article. It's a woman sitting at the table. And she has a glass of wine. And you can tell that she's a little perturbed because he's really late. So be prompt. It's being considerate of yourself and others by doing that. Okay, what's next? How much time do I have? Gain from giving. Now, this is a biggie. This is one of the easiest ones to overlook, but you should never do that. People who often volunteer tend to be happier with better self-esteem and a sense of purpose. People who give of themselves are also more likely to live longer and enjoy stronger relationships. It's a win-win for everyone. Just be generous with your time. Volunteer, help other people. Do the things that you can do to help. How much time do I have left? I don't know. I have about 3 minutes. Okay, we'll do a couple more. And then we'll just do one more, and I'll give you one or two benefits of coffee, and then we're done. Take time off. Take a break from time to time. It's not wasted time. Now, men get, I'm working 60 hours a week and I never have time. I'm so busy. I got all these things I got to do, blah, 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 blah. Taking time off, they have a picture of somebody fly fishing. Now, that's taking time off out there on the rocks, out there on the lake, fly fishing. It renews your energy, curbs stress and worry, lets you enjoy and explore. You'll come back better. I'll give you another advantage of taking time off. Let's say you got a problem. You can't find a solution to your problem. So it's turning your problem over and taking some time off. Go do something fun that you love to do, and the solution will come to you. Once you get away from the problem, do something that you love to do, the universe will open up solutions for you. It's proven. It's absolutely proven. So if you're having a frustrating time, work is overwhelming, you can't get solutions to your problems, guess what? Go do something fun. Do something you love to do. Go fishing. Go motorcycle riding. Go do something that you love. Go watch NASCAR, or not NASCAR, or drag racing. Just do something. Get out there. Take a walk in nature. Whatever it is, take time off. And answers will come to you. Boom, done. The universe responds to us having fun. I like that. The universe responds to us having fun. Okay, one benefit of coffee, and then we're done for the day. Coffee can help prevent and reverse liver damage. What about that? You drink too much, right? Your liver absolutely loves your coffee habit. Ooh, coffee may reduce the risk of liver cancer and death from liver cirrhosis. But more remarkably, coffee can help in the prevention of reversible non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a condition that impacts about one-third of Americans and involves the deposit of fat in the liver due to poor lifestyle choices. Okay, so we won't get into if it's not caught early. So coffee, you like that, huh? We'll get into more coffee next time around. Okay, I'll give you the high points, and then we'll talk about it another time. Coffee can help you live longer. Ooh, let's read about that. Coffee helps the role in prevention of many cancers. It's amazing stuff, isn't it? Okay, so we're almost done. Coffee may improve your sex life. Now you got the poppy pot on now, really cranked up, right? May improve your sex life, may help you live longer. It's, you know, God's miracle liquid. Okay, thank you for listening. I will be back on Wednesday. We'll do more of this. think up your questions for Spirit. Who do you want to talk to? What dead people? We'll be back. Bye. Have a good one. Love you guys.